Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well today. And this is the podcast where we help grow your MSP business. We do that in a number of ways. We like to have awesome experts onto the show. In today's show, we've got Ian Luckett. He is an IT expert and he runs Innovate to Success. He helps MSPs grow their business and he's a coach. And I'm going to kind of grill him here in this interview and really find out a little bit more about his business and how he differs from all of the other hundreds of coaches that you've probably heard of already. So Ian, welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Scott.
No problem. First question, why do you help MSPs?
Why do I help MSPs? What a great question. Why do I help MSPs? The reason I like helping the MSPs and the tech business owners is because number one, that's kind of what I my kind of value set. I get up in the morning to help people out, very much aligned that if I help enough other people get what they want, I'll get what I want and all of those great things and help out. And so I love building people's confidence. But in terms of tech business owners in the MSP market, a lot of them think, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, we're techies. I can only kind of work on this lane of the motorway sort of thing, if you know what I mean. And I love teaching people new skills. And in actual fact, yes, there's really a timely thing. Yesterday we did, in our peer group, we did our quarterly review. Every 90 days, we go through a strategic planning process with all the clients. So in between the time, we go through tactical stuff. But yesterday was the time to stop, breathe, spend 90 minutes, 90 days talking about the business. And all of them had said that they'd now got more confidence in their messaging, in outreaching to people they don't know on LinkedIn and on, you know, on email. And that is why I get up in the morning, mate, because some people come in, like they come into my world, they come into your world and think, yeah, how does this work? How am I going to earn more money? How's this going to grow my business? And you have to go through this process of learning what it is you do. Now, I've been growing businesses since I was 25, you know, which is some over 20 years now. Right, even back in the day when I was in early leadership positions, it's just been about learning what's working, sharing with people how to, you know, apply and implement the strategies and the tactics that we use. None of it's like, you know, rocket science, but it is a plan and an action, a plan and a strategy that we use. And we've got our own version of that. I'm sure we'll touch on that later. But okay. I just love taking the techie brain and just going, nope, stop selling tech. Start selling you. What do I buy from you? You know, when I get that feeling that I'm going to buy from you, you know, and they kind of freeze over a bit. And then we kind of go through the process and it's, yeah.
Okay. What landed you on the MSP space anyway? I mean, can you give us a little bit of your background and how you came to start working?
Yeah. And I'll be totally honest with you here. I'm like, I wear my heart on my sleeve and you know, we've got the values on the wall. I'm not sure if we're going out on video, but we've got the values on the wall behind us. Yeah. People know kind of who we are and what we do. In 2017, I left corporate. Before then, as I said, I was in blue chip companies, helping them with sales, marketing, leadership, business development, that type of thing. And I thought it'd be easier to run your own business. That was a crack, wasn't it? And I originally went out to sort of help people in leadership, help people to develop their leadership roles in business, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, what eventually ended up happening or in the coming months of people saying, could you help me grow my business? Because you look like you seem to know what you're doing with that. So I said, yeah, no problem. So I did that and it was going okay, you know, and it was kind of going, you know, it was going all right. But I don't do all right. I kind of like want, you know, the nicer things in life. I've got some big family issues I need to take care of later on in life and I've got to prepare for it. So, you know, and I like nice cars. My wife likes nice holidays. We all like nice holidays, big things. So, you know, why not have the finer things in life? So I said, I've got to crank this up a bit. So what I did was I knew I needed some help. Okay. So that was the first thing. So I just went out there and went to find probably the most expensive business coach I could, who coaches sales consultants, you know, consultants, mm-hmm. speakers, trainers. So I found a guy called Nick James, and I've been with him ever since, the last 3 years. And through the process with Nick, he was sort of saying, look, we need to get into a niche. We need to get this target, you know, don't just be a general business coach, like, you know, various franchises out there and all of this sort of thing. Get specific, get really specific in that niche. So we did. So we discussed a few niches, and I just love tech. I mean, you know, I mean, it was, I'm sitting here now in my office. Yeah. With bloody LED lights behind me, yeah. you know, with a really nice microphone, with a MacBook and all the kit, and totally overspecced everything. And even in the mastermind suite next door, which is in Luton, is absolutely kitted out. So it does give me a great excuse to buy a load of tech. And also, if it breaks, I know who's going to help me fix it. So that's kind of part of it. But it's also, you know, the when you're talking to the guys and you know that they're really stuck in the technical side of things, and we all talk about the E-Myth and we all talk about some of the Think and Grow Rich books and all of that, and they are the typical technician, and you know, they've got a need there to learn how to do things differently, and that's what we help them with. And I'm just, because I'm not techie, because I am strategic, I am, you know, overall looking at the whole life cycle of business growth, mm-hmm. It just works really well, mate. Just works really nicely. And they build great relationships, doesn't feel like work, and it's a bit of a laugh as well. So that's what I do. No,
that's really, it's really good, gives us a good background to how you've landed out here. I guess one of the you mentioned that, you know, focusing on a specific niche or niche, depending on where you are and how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
Is that something that you teach your clients, to, you know, MSPs, to maybe drill down and focus on particular markets?
100%. You know, we've and it doesn't necessarily work with absolutely everybody, because different people apply at different rates. Now, the number one thing is, if someone turns around to you and says, "Oh, do you know what? You should go for all the, with the experience that you've got, you should really focus in the logistics industry, or in healthcare, or in retail, or professional services, or whatever it might be." The first thing they say is, "Yeah, but what about everyone else? I'm going to miss out." And that's what I did, because you absolutely. Yeah. You know, crap yourself thinking, I'm going to miss out on everything. But what actually happens is the absolute opposite. And everybody that I now have a, you know, prospecting call in, and we welcome into the mastermind family, I say, you wouldn't be talking to me if I was a general business coach. And they said, absolutely not. I said, so why is someone going to talk to you if you're a general IT company? And they go, and they look at themselves and they go, oh, I was wondering you when you were going to ask me that question. So we look at, absolutely recommend it, because you become more relevant in that space. But also, for example, yesterday we did this strategic planning session by asking 7 questions to 12 of my clients. How much have I learned about, number one, the journey, number two, the progress that they've got, number three, what challenges they've got coming up ahead, you know, and all these other, I now know so much more about them. If any of them are listening to this, they'll probably have a go at me for trying to create content from a conversation, which I'm always doing, by the way. But I'm now just getting deeper and deeper and ingrained in the technical, you know, not in the technical specification side of things. I don't deal with that. I let them worry about that. And then I glaze over when they talk about PSAs and all that kind of jazz. But if they want to talk about, you know, leadership, getting more out of your teams, you know, packaging up your deals, making sure that you've got your, you know, your strategy right, your lead rent, your vision, values, and all of this stuff, I'm all over it like a rash. But yeah, really important to investigate that and look at how you can possibly do that.
It's something that we always, our members here at IT Rockstars, you know, we do marketing and for IT companies and MSPs, and we're always going on about trying niche down specifically as possible. So it's really just good to get what your take on that was.
Yeah.
Now, can you, we like to deliver results in advance here, Ian, delivering practical things people can actually take away with them today and actually implement. And that's what a lot of our videos are about here at IT Rockstars. So I did mention I'm going to put you on the spot here, but can you give us
because there's no script, so I haven't got a clue what's coming up. So just crack on.
Funny, because I'm just making it up as well as we go along.
Yeah, you feel it.
Can you give me some, you mentioned those 7 questions that you were taking your clients through yesterday in your strategic call.
Yep.
Can you give me some examples of specific examples of something that you're asking or doing for them that they can take away immediately and implement that's going to really change things for them? Give them that incremental improvement.
Absolutely. So, you know, spoiler alert, and if anybody sees my website or bumps into me, comes and connects on LinkedIn or anything, I provide. I like people to buy from me. I don't like to sell to people. I provide planning, strategy, and accountability, right? But I can't sell it because it's really boring. You'll never see me on LinkedIn go, "Hey, Scott, do you want a plan?" "Oh, yeah, Ian, that sounds great. I'm all over it. Give me, how do I pay?" You know. So what we do is the model that we use, which is our profit MSP profit builder model. It's a 5-step model. And everything that we ever talk about in our peer group comes through either of the 5 steps. And quite simply, the 5 steps are around strategy, sales and marketing, your people, commercial performance, finance and commercial, and then your business development, monitoring and performance, right? So yesterday sat underneath, you know, business performance reporting. And what it was all about was having a review on what we did and what's happened in the last 90 days. 90 days is a nice little cycle. You can look back and remember, you can look forward and you can plan, but it doesn't overwhelm you if you don't happen in the next month. But also, if I said to you, "Well, how was last June for you?" You might go, "Phenomenal," but it's not relevant now because COVID season's hopefully nearly over and all of this kind of stuff. So we were looking at, you know, yesterday, what really good successes did we have in the last month? And then we go into, why was it a good success? What did we do? What actions led us to that great success? Was there things that we were doing differently? So we look at the learning points. Okay. We were looking at what our greatest strengths are right now, because they could have been different to what they were 90 days ago. We were looking at our weaknesses and what opportunities we've got, or kind of threats that we've got outside, you know, particularly with the new world that we live in, the new normal, whatever you want to call it. And also the remote working and, you know, employee engagement and team. In actual fact, a lot of the guys came up with their opportunities for the next 3 to 6 months were very much around developing a really good structure that was going to help them scale and grow the business. Now, that's right down my street. As I said, 20 years ago, I was leading great teams and that was right down my street. But if somebody said, you know, somebody comes into my world and sort of says, I need to make the business be a bit more efficient, the one thing that they're not going to be looking for is a leadership coach. But they will do, because that's what they need, because we need to make sure we've got the right targets, we've got the right appraisal setting, we make sure we've got the right cascading and allocation of accountability and all of that stuff. And that's what we all build in. So I kind of take a lot of the data from yesterday, and that will then form what happens at next week's meeting or what happens at next month's meeting. So we look forward, we looked at the external environment, what's coming up. And then the critical thing is, I have this chart on my desk.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is basically,
what does it say?
The top part is and this is massively going into a bit of vulnerability now. What's the thing I'm trying to achieve here? Mastermind clients, okay, into the mastermind program. What key focus have we got? So events and a great community. What actions do we then have to then? So it's like an upside down, you know, triangle, whichever way you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. So great content, qualified leads, good digital marketing plan. And then what support do I need? I need support from people like yourself, Scott. Thanks very much for having me on the podcast. You know, we've both got the same target market. We align with our values. We can help other people. So I've really boiling it down to the guys and saying, right, I want 3 things now you're going to focus on. And every time you're doing something in your office in the next 3 months, you look at that piece of paper and you go, I'm serving the higher good of me getting more clients or solving a problem or whatever that particular project is. Because what a lot of people do is they try and boil the ocean. They try and do everything at once because you're on bloody Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Oh, I should do this. I should do this. I should do that. I've never worked as less hours I have this year, probably because of COVID and other things going on, but I haven't had any choice and achieved so much more because I've just been so hyper-focused. And Nigel Moore, in actual fact, from the Tech Tribe, needs a big old pat on his back for that, because every time I talk to Nigel, it just reminds me how uber focused he is on what he's trying to achieve. And, you know, with the Tech Tribe that we all know and love very well, he's just so focused. And the same with Richard Tubb. Super focused people. And guess what happens? They're really efficient. And
it's about having that clear vision and goals, isn't it? That's what it comes 100%. Down to.
Yeah, the plan goes back to the plan. Sorry.
So What's the biggest friction point that you see in this process that you have to take your clients through? What's the thing that usually trips them up? Is there anything that trips them up, or is it fairly straightforward and you just have to do the process? Are there any big friction points there?
Yeah, there's lots. No, there's not really. You know, it's, I think there's a lot of perception about business growth, business coaches, and all of this kind of good thing. We provide a total solution to business growth. And what I mean by that is that we will build, by interacting in our community, in our world, we will build a foundation that will create sustainable growth. Okay. We're not just going to help you dump a load of sales. We're not going to help you with your marketing and just do that alone. We're going to help you to build a business that will scale and grow with it. And what I mean by that is, I have lots of conversations with people where they've got a lead gen company in, but they can't close sales. I have lots of conversations with people who use a marketing agency, and which most of them, to be quite honest with you, are not specific in this niche. They don't really understand, the tech niche that much, and particularly the IT and the MSP companies. And then what are you going to do with your leads? Because you don't have a sales function, or you haven't got a compelling offer that's differentiating you from someone else, or your messaging's off point, or people don't trust you because you haven't got any testimonials. So when we look at, the whole methodology that we use, I'm not going to say the word holistic, but a unified approach. If you've got a lot of leads coming in and you've got a lot of sales going on, the next thing I'm going to be saying to you is, let's talk about your team. Let's talk about your structure, your leadership, how are you going to scale? What's the job descriptions looking like? How are you going to grow more people? And then how are you going to make more money? How are you going to become more efficient and strip back and make your efficiencies? And then we go into the business, the finance and commercial elements. So, people come in and they say, oh, I've tried this, I've tried that, and it doesn't work, and this doesn't work. And normally it doesn't work because they get caught up with other things, with other tasks. Yeah. And being a techie, you will be very data-driven. It's on or it's off. There's no in the middle. So it'll either work or it won't. And, one of the things that we do, in the peer group is I do a DISC profile. I'm a Thomas International accredited DISC profile, which is kind of really the only proper DISC profile.
What's a DISC profile?
A DISC profile is like a personality profile that helps you to
like insights or something like that.
Yeah, to understand
who you are.
Yeah, and if I don't understand who I'm working with, how am I going to coach him?
That makes perfect sense. I've been through the insights thing where you're either red, yellow, green, or blue.
Yep. Oh, insights is amazing. Yeah.
I've been like the green, which is like the helper, it's pure engineer. You don't want to help people. Yeah. But then you get the reds that are dictatorial. And then the yellows that are just all over the place and want to hug you.
Exactly. And it's understanding it. And I'll tell you a little story. We did, I did some work with a company years ago which was actually a care company, not a tech company. We did insights with them and they were all green. They were all caring. They were all lovely. And it was exactly as we wanted it to do. Exactly as we expected the team to be. But you want to get anything done, you want to bring in a bit of red, you want to bring in a bit of drive, forget it. So I then had to work with the senior leaders in bringing that drive in. So yeah, we do things kind of a bit differently to other people, because if I don't know who you are, how am I going to coach you? If I turn around to you and say, here, Scott, here's a great little chart, go and fill that out. But I know that you've got no vision in your brain whatsoever, which is absolutely you. Why would you be anyone else? Then that's going to fall on deaf ears. So I'm constantly looking at the different types of members we've got in our client base, how I can serve them. Are they visual? Do they want to read something? Do they want to listen to something? Do they want to watch something? Because I want to build long-term relationships where we can just flourish and just be great mates, which we're being as we're moving forwards, but also kind of pull them to task a little bit. So we do DISC profiling and we understand, exactly who they are and what they do. So, someone comes to you and say, I just need to increase my leads. It's like, we need to go through a process to help you increase your leads. It's not just about, just bringing up a lead gen company or bringing a salesperson because you don't know how to train them. Because guess what? You're not a sales trainer and you're not cracking sales at the moment. So how are you going to train someone to do it? And these are the conversations we have. So, interesting times.
It's really interesting because, you know, there's a lot of members at IT Rockstars, they come to us because they want more leads. And that was like the biggest pain point I had when I was doing IT sales. It was like, well, once in front of the person, I can sell to them and go for that whole sales process. But it was getting the leads. And that's why IT Rockstars exists. But there's a whole process that you have to take that lead through, you know, the whole qualification and just, So I totally see how this ties in and how you could certainly help the members here at IT Rockstars.
Definitely.
Now, probably a question. I read a book just last week. It's called Built to Sell by John Warlio. I think that's how you pronounce it. And he's talking about basically how you structure your business to sell it. Do you touch upon that at all in regards to the structure, the management structure, and the job roles that you're helping put into place?
100%. The first thing that we do when we work before we work with anyone, or as soon as we work with anyone, we carry out a full in depth business strategy review. And the first question is, why are you here? What do you want to do?
Just like I asked you at the start of this interview. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to exit? Do you want to, you know, build it up to, you know, a couple of £1 million company and then sit on a beach for the rest of your life, you know, bringing the money back in? Do you want to bring in an MD? Do you want to run it yourself? You know, and that's the first question that we ask. And we go through a kind of 1-3-5 year plan that sits at the top of everything that we do. And then we break down into quarterly plans from there. So, yeah, if they want to exit, you know, I don't have particular expertise in exiting companies, but I do know how to make them more profitable and more, you know, and things that we build in, like I've got a strategic planning process. I've got an appraisal system for my team. I know that the business can flex and grow nice and, you know, it's got its own operating system, which is what we refer to at the MSP Profit Builder system. Mm-hmm. And if you went to someone to go and buy a company and you say you've all got these great processes in place that someone else could quite easily operate, I reckon that's going to be worth a bit more money. So, you know, we can, you know, liaise and contact people who are good at M&A and all that sort of stuff if we need to. But certainly building a structure, building a great solid team, building your own processes and making sure they're operating and you're testing them and you're also reporting on them regularly as well is only going to increase A, the efficiency, and B, the price of any business that you're going to be potentially selling.
Okay. All right. This is the main question of this interview. You know, you really got to sell yourself here. We're both part of a group, kind of like we're called the IT Betweeners, and that's how we know each other. We're not vendors. Yep. We're not MSPs. We're kind of somewhere in between. And there's a lot of coaches within that group. And I'm like, I asked you this question before. It's like, how do I differentiate between all you guys?
Yeah.
And you gave me the answer was, well, go and check out the 5 core values I have on the front page of my website. So you just want to maybe explain that a little bit more and what differentiates you from any other of the coaches.
So I'm really, really clear on what I do and who I help and what I do. And I provide people with a structure, a plan, and a strategy, and I hold them to account to keep them on it. And also, you know, a bit of a critical friend when the brown stuff hits the fan as well. So those are kind of some of the values that we provide. You know, are the values that we've got here, you know, on the wall. We innovate through continuous improvement. So we're just constantly looking at the way, different way of doing things in a different way, disc profiles, insight profiles, automating some of our scoring mechanisms. Everyone gets a score when they start. So we get a business maturity score. And that comes in as someone said to me a few months ago, how do I know this is going to work? How do I track its progress? And I thought, what a great question. I said, I've got a great answer for that. I said, I use my bitrate scoring mechanism. And he said, what's that then? I said, well, you come in and we score you and we give you a score. And then each month we focus on certain areas and priorities and you see your score going up as your business develops and grows. And he went, oh, okay. So, you know, those are some of the silly little things, you know, driven to get results. You can tell it in my voice. That's what we do. You know, we're open and honest. Sometimes we slip out the odd swear word, but not on podcasts. Key one for me is we mentor from experience. So everything that I haven't got a clue what we're talking about today. I have got a clue what I'm talking about, but we, you know, in terms of script, because we don't need it, because everything that I've got is from one of our values, which is we mentor from experience. So I won't teach you something that I've just read in a webinar. I would have tested it, tried it out, worked it out, you know, through the actual environment first to make sure it works. And people buy from people. I really get that. So if people are resonating with what I'm saying and they're kind of thinking, oh, that's a good point, then I just, quite simply, my hard sales pitch is come to an event, see it in action. And if it resonates with you, let's have a chat. Simple as that. Yeah. That's it. That's what we do. And if you think that what we've got and how we work can get you the results that you need, we'll do business. If you don't, then let me know what it is you want and I'll see if I can put you in contact with someone who can help you. You know, that's how I operate.
Okay, excellent. Excellent answer there. So who do you not want to work with?
Who do I not want to work with?
Yeah.
I do not want to work with people, or I won't work with people who come to me and say, I need to get some leads in the next month. I'm in trouble. Yeah. I really need some help. Because it's not a quick fix. So my business model is this, and it might sound a touch arrogant, but I think you'll understand what I mean. So I get people great results. I get them where they need to be. We help them with their businesses. I get a great testimonial from them because they've really enjoyed working with us and they've got some good results. I then put my prices up. Right. that's how it works. So, and that, it's not regularly put the prices up.
When you put them up here, we need to know so we can sign up.
We've actually just reviewed them 1st of April. So if anybody wants to have a conversation, you better get in quick. But it's a yearly thing that we do anyway. But it's, you know, everything's driven around, you know, confidence and people wanting to come and, you know, find out how it all works and what we do, and we get you the results. And I mean, there is an ROI guarantee within our mastermind program. Which I'll let your guys know a little bit further on down the line. But basically, if you're in the room and you're serious about growing the business, you will get the results that you need. Because we're just applying, you know, proven methodology. So people who don't want to work with people who are not going to come and, you know, A, contribute to the program, B, you know, put in the effort to not turn up to the meetings because you won't get the results. And in actual fact, that's bad for me because that means that, you know, there's part that you're taking up a seat for someone who's possibly an action taker. I've got implementers in my group who will just, a bit like me, will implement all day long. And guess what results they get? Great results.
I think I've met one of them already. He joined up to Healthy Rockstars when we first met, and he had most of the roadmap that we have in IT Rockstars done, you know, before I'd even spoken to him. So he definitely seems to attract them.
Well, that's what the values are about, and that's why it's really important. You know, last year we had a business from Australia connect us, and he said, "Look, I just knew we were going to get on as soon as before we even spoke because I knew your values are the same as mine." So, if you take anything away from this podcast, go and do your company values exercise and work out who you are, work out who your people are, so that you can attract A, the right people to work for you, and B, the right clients to work for you.
Do you want to just take us through that now? I'll give you an example. Like my value, I've just like got like one mission statement for IT Rockstars, and that's to transform the way that IT businesses and MSPs market their business.
Yep.
Because a lot of the current providers out there are very old fashioned in the way that they're doing it. And there's so many cool tools out there that can help you now. And that aligns with what most of the tech is like.
Yep.
So that's what that's like my, you know, my value. But what other things should I be thinking of, you know, if I'm coming up with values for the company?
Right. So there's three things here. Now we're going into coaching mode.
Yes, good.
You've got your vision.
Coaching.
Yes, go for it. You've got your vision, you've got your mission, you've got your vision, your mission, and then your values. So the vision is where you want to take the business. I want to be the UK's leading sales and marketing agency, lead generation agency for the MSP business, providing great, you know, amazing results, customer service, blah, blah. We'll polish that up a little bit. So that's the vision on where you want the company to go. So everyone says, well, what are you doing? This is what we want to do. So that's the vision. The next step is the mission, which is how you're going to do it. So I'm going to work with some of the most, you know, with the most elite, you know, action orientated tech business owners to help them to do X, Y, and Z, 1, 2, 3, gets them those results. But by you doing that process, that then helps you achieve your vision because you're building the business and you're then. So that's the mission's more likely the how, the what you're going to do, the steps you're going to take to achieve your vision. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the values are your identity. So they're your culture. So, the trick that people miss with the values is it's actually like, if you get your values clearly defined with your team and your senior leadership team, so you've got a real clear identity, you can actually lead people a lot better. So for example, if someone, you take my values and, you know, innovate through continuous improvement. So we're always looking at ways of, just before this, we got off the phone saying I needed to get my CRM up to date so I could onboard better, onboard clients better. Not that there was anything wrong with it, but we needed to step it up a bit. So, are we living the values? I asked the team, you know, on a monthly basis, are we living the values? Yes. What have we done in the last month to continuously improve the business? Bump, we've done this. But likewise, on the other side of the coin, if you've got someone there who's not behaving very well, who is not living the values, who is not performing very well, you can actually pull them up on the values and just say, look, you know, Steve, you know, not got anything against Steve's, but you know, one of our values is we're driven to get results. And I've noticed you've been in late lately. Your work is really sloppy. You know, you've let that client down one thing and another. And that's not, you know, we haven't got the energy there for driven to get us results. You know, is there something wrong? So you can actually reward good behavior with your values, but you could actually also, you know, address poor performance issues as well by having the clear values. But the one thing that you've got to be a bit careful about with your values is once you create them, once you've identified them, really is what it is, you know, who you are as a team and your business understands who they are, you are going to get people who are going to go, this isn't for me. I don't get all this stuff. It's probably, you know, they'll probably think it's too American or something like that.
Definitely that values thing. That's what I'm thinking in the back of my head. I'm like, I need these words. And it's like, okay, I can align to them. But what about all the other words that I'm missing out on? You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. And there's an exercise we run through with our clients to understand their values. Because if you don't understand your values and you don't know who you are and you don't know who you've got as a business, how are you going to get them to then go and change when you've got a new product or service or solution, or you've got an issue with an outage with a client, or you've got, you know, an acquisition coming in, or you want to go and buy another company or other, you know, if you want to go and buy another company and their values are totally different to yours, how's that going to work? You know, so identifying that, well, I'll tell you how it'll work. It'll probably end up in a car crash. But most tech businesses are pretty much the same, but it's all about the leadership values and it's all about the golden nugget on the values is if you were to take all of your employees and you were to line them up and the one that is absolutely stands out as the best person you've possibly got, the best all rounder, what would you do? What qualities would they have? If you cloned them and rather than had, you know, 10 or 15 of those people, what would be the best thing about that person? And write down what it is that they're doing. They're probably conscientious. They probably finish tasks off. They're very polite. They get on with people. They're always looking at how we can innovate and do things, you know, new and all of those types of good things. And it can reach into that type of thing as well.
That'd be really useful when you're going out there to recruit and things as well. And you know, 100%, your job. Okay. 100%. I totally understand that then. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Thank you for the free coaching session, Ian. What's the Profit Builder? You briefly mentioned that. What is it?
The Profit Builders are basically, it's our five-step model, and there's 15 training sessions, training subjects really within each area. So, you know, if I went and pulled it off the wall so I didn't forget all the words on it, which I shouldn't forget. You know, you might want to cut that bit out, actually.
No, we do it. It's live. It's unedited. Sorry.
Never mind. So the first step is the Profit Builder Blueprint. It's all about strategy. We get your strategy and your direction sorted out. Then we have the 5P sales system, which is all around your sales, your marketing, your lead gen, and making sure we've got the messaging right, the niche right, your product, service, and solutions, and all of that. Then the people performance programs, the third step, which is all around leadership development, employee engagement. MSP Profit Maximizer is the fourth step, which is all about your profit, your packages, your inflows, your cash flow, and all of the finance and commercial. And then the Powerful Performance Plan is the business performance section, which is the last part. And under each step, we've got, there's three steps under each step that is the different training sections that we go through. So we're just actually developing a 92-day accelerator program.
Yeah.
Tell you about that a little bit later on.
What happens in the last 2 days? That's why I want to know.
No, it's not. It's what happens in the first 2 days, Scott, you see.
All right, okay.
This is why you're in Scotland.
Is that a 90-day hangover then, is it?
It's a two-day training course. And then it's a 90-day support. is what it is.
Okay.
And that's what it is. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So what's that all about? And let me tell you about it, Scott. But basically, it's our model that we run through. Everything we do, every piece of content, every conversation, every issue, every strategy fits in the model somewhere or another. And it just helps us to provide that vision and that structure for our clients to, you know, to navigate this blooming hellhole sometimes as it is, you know, that you go through when you're trying to grow a business. So it's our model, it's our way. And as you can see, it's also very colourful, which is thank you to my amazing team for creating the great graphics on it.
Looks really good. So usually before I hit record, I always ask the question, okay, do you want me to plant any questions and hear you and ask you something? No, I forgot to ask you what I was going to ask you. So is there anything that I maybe not asked you in the interview that you'd like to get across to our audience?
No, I think we've covered most of it.
It's pretty honest here, you know? That's what it's all about. Yeah. Okay, well, it's great to speak to you today, Ian. How can people get in touch with you? I know you've got an app. How can people download the app? How can people get to find out more about the world and what you offer?
Very easily. The best way is to go and hit the website at innovate2success.com, which is with a T and an O in the middle, not on number two. I realize I probably should have put two in it because everyone asked me the question. Anyway, it's probably vice versa. Or you can connect with me over on LinkedIn. And as you said, yes, we've got an app. You can go and Google IT experts. We've got an app in there. You've got a great test in there. So as soon as you hit the app, you can join the community, which is absolutely free. And in there's a bolt load of tips, tricks, strategies, content, but there's a test. You go in and take the IT experts test, and then it pushes a lot of content to the things that matter to you right now in your business. You can come to some of our free events. We run two free events every month, a learning lunch and a masterclass. And if you want to talk about how to take your IT and MSP business to the next level, then just get in touch, or you can email me at ian@innovate2success.com. We'll organize a call. Simple.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the show, Ian. Until next time, folks, this is IT Rockstars. I'll see you again. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Scott. Cheers now.
If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area. So sign up today and lock your competitors out.